Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsha Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Over 75 people killed in a stampede at a religious event in Hathras, Uttar Pradesh. President, Vice President and Prime Minister condole loss of lives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hits out at Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi over his remark on a particular community in the Lok Sabha. Replying to motion of thanks on President's address in the lower house, Prime Minister assures guilty in NET paper leak incident will not be spared. Monsoon covers entire country 6 days ahead of schedule, says IMD. In Brazil, flooding and landslides claim lives of nearly 180 people so far. And T20 World Cup winning Indian team likely to return home tomorrow after being stranded in Barbados due to Hurricane Beryl. Over 75 people have lost their lives and several others were injured during a stampede at a religious gathering in Pulrai village in Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh today. Senior Superintendent of Police ETA Rajesh Kumar Singh said a large crowd had assembled for the event and the stampede most likely resulted from overcrowding. Hathras District Magistrate Ashish Kumar said the stampede took place when people were exiting after the event. He said the injured people have been admitted to hospital.
भोले बाबा का समागम हो रहा था जिसमें जब समागम अंत हो रहा था तो उस समय अत्यधिक उमस के कारण जब वहां से लोग निकलने को हुए तो उस समय यह घटना कारित हुई है। जिला प्रशासन अपनी तरफ से पूरी इसमें कार्रवाई कर रहा है जिसमें कि सभी घायलों को अस्पताल और जितने भी अन्य लोग हैं उनको वहां से निकाल के भेजा जा रहा है।
Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the tragic incident. He has directed the district administration officials to expedite relief work at the spot. He instructed officials to complete the probe into the cause of the stampede within 24 hours. An FIR will be registered against the program organizers. The Chief Minister has announced financial assistance of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees each to the injured. In view of the accident, the district administration has issued helplines 057-2222-7041 and 057-2222-7042 for the help of the common people. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief over the tragic incident. President Draupadi Murmu said the death of devotees, including women and children in the incident, is heart-wrenching. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said he was deeply distressed to know about the loss of lives in Hathras under unfortunate circumstances. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also expressed grief at the loss of lives in a stampede in Hathras. Mr. Modi spoke to UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Speaking in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Modi said the government will provide all necessary assistance to the victims.
जिन लोगों की इस हादसे में जान गई है, मैं उनके प्रति अपनी संवेदना व्यक्त करता हूं। मैं सभी घायलों के जल्द से जल्द ठीक होने की कामना करता हूं। राज्य सरकार की देखरेख में प्रशासन राहत और बचाव कार्य में जुटा हुआ है। केंद्र सरकार के वरिष्ठ उत्तर प्रदेश सरकार के लगातार संपर्क में है। मैं इस सदन के माध्यम से सभी को यह भरोसा देता हूं कि पीड़ितों की हर तरह से मदद की जाएगी।
Mr. Modi has announced an ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hit out at Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi over his remark on a particular community in the Lok Sabha. Replying to the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament, Mr. Modi said it is a serious matter that conspiracy is being hatched to level false allegations against a particular community. Without naming, Mr. Gandhi took a pot shot at the Congress leader, accusing him of misleading the House on the issue of Agniveer and MSP. Prime Minister Modi accused the Congress of spreading misinformation on the Constitution and reservation and misleading the people in the Lok Sabha polls.
संविधान को लेकर झूठ, आरक्षण को लेकर झूठ, उससे पहले राफेल को लेकर झूठ, हौसला तो इतना बढ़ गया कि कल सदन को भी गुमराह करने का प्रयास हुआ, कल अग्निवीर को लेकर सदन में झूठ बोला गया, कल यहां भरपूर असत्य बोला गया। अध्यक्ष जी, संविधान की गरिमा से खिलवाड़, ये सदन का दुर्भाग्य है।
The Prime Minister asserted that people have given a mandate to the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, for stability and consistency in the recently concluded Lok Sabha polls. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said the countrymen have voted for the party to sit in the opposition. He said the main opposition party failed to cross even 100 seats in the general elections 3 times in a row. He added that the Congress and its ecosystem are trying to impress upon people that they have defeated the NDA. Mr. Modi said he can understand their pain, as despite spreading misinformation, they had to face a crushing defeat in the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Modi said in 4 states where simultaneous polls were held during the Lok Sabha election, NDA has got a resounding victory. He added that people have trusted the policies, intent and dedication of his government and as a reason voted the NDA back to power for a 3rd consecutive term.
इस चुनाव में हमने आशीर्वाद मांगा था विकसित भारत के हमारे संकल्प के लिए, हमने विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लिए एक प्रतिबद्धता के साथ, एक शुभ निष्ठा के साथ जन सामान्य का कल्याण करने के इरादे से हम गए थे। जनता ने विकसित भारत के संकल्प को 4 चांद लगा करके हमें फिर से एक बार देश की जनता की सेवा करने का मौका दिया है।
Prime Minister Modi highlighted that his government has been solely guided by the motto of India First, and its policy of zero tolerance against corruption has received people's support in the Lok Sabha polls. He said his government has followed the policy of justice for all and appeasement to none. Mr. Modi said in the 3rd term as well, the government will work with more strength and speed to bring 3-fold results. Mr. Modi assured the Lok Sabha that the government is working on a war footing to curb incidents of paper leaks. He said the guilty in the NEET paper leak incident will not be spared.
युवाओं के भविष्य के साथ खिलवाड़ करने वालों को कतई छोड़ा नहीं जाएगा। नीट के मामले में पूरे देश में लगातार गिरफ्तारियां की जा रही है। केंद्र सरकार पहले ही एक कड़ा कानून बना चुकी है, परीक्षा कराने वाले पूरे सिस्टम को पुख्ता करने के लिए जरूरी कदम उठाए जा रहे हैं।
Opposition MPs were in the well of the House protesting on different issues when the Prime Minister was making his speech. Speaker Om Birla expressed displeasure over the conduct of the opposition and urged them to maintain order in the House, but they continued with the sloganeering. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh moved a resolution condemning the ruckus created by opposition MPs during the Prime Minister's speech. Home Minister Amit Shah seconded the resolution and later it was adopted by the House by voice vote. Later in the day, the Lok Sabha was adjourned sine die. After the lower house adopted a motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address, Speaker Om Birla made an announcement in this regard. Mr. Birla said, during the session, the Lok Sabha recorded 103% productivity. He said a total of 539 members took oath in this session. The session of the Lok Sabha, which had convened on the 24th of last month, was scheduled to end tomorrow. In the Rajya Sabha, participating in the discussion, Virendra Prasad Vaishya of Ahom Gana Parishad raised the issue of inclusion of 6 communities of Assam in the list of scheduled tribes. Participating in the debate, Leader of the House Jagat Prakash Nadda hailed the President's address, calling it a reflection of the government's intentions. He praised the current economic situation of the country and called it the only bright spot in the world economy. Pramod Tiwari of Congress, P. Wilson of DMK, TMC's MP Samirul Islam, Muzibullah Khan and Sulata Deo of BJD were among others who also participated in the discussion. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju have condemned Leader of the Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi for his alleged misconduct during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's reply in the lower house. Talking to newspersons outside Parliament, Mr. Pradhan said yesterday Mr. Gandhi's conduct was objectionable and the same was repeated today as well. Mr. Rijiju criticised the Congress for not listening to the Prime Minister's speech whenever he speaks in Parliament. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Modi addressed the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi this morning. This was the first meeting of the NDA since the formation of the new government. Briefing Nita after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that the Prime Minister guided all NDA MPs on proper conduct.
सारे एनडीए के सांसदों को आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का आग्रह है अच्छा सांसद बनने के लिए जो आचरण की आवश्यकता है वो पूर्ण रूप से अपनाएं और हम नियम के साथ और पार्लियामेंट्री जो कन्वेंशन है ट्रेडिशन है उसी के साथ पेश आना चाहिए तो ये प्रधानमंत्री जी का जो मार्गदर्शन रही है मैं मानता हूं कि हर एक एमपी को खास करके जो पहले बार चुन के आए हैं ऐसे सांसदों के लिए बहुत अच्छा मंत्र दिया है.
The Delhi High Court today issued notice on a plea filed by Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal challenging his arrest by the CBI in the alleged liquor policy scam. The court asked the central agency to file its response by the 17th of this month in the matter. Chief Minister Kejriwal, who is presently in 14-day judicial custody till the 12th of this month in a money laundering case related to the scam, assailed the validity of his arrest by the CBI and subsequent custody of the agency. Accused Jaleel Khan Pathan and Sanjay Jadhav, who were arrested in the NEET paper leak case, were remanded to CBI custody till the 6th of this month. After the probe into the Latur connection in the NEET scam was transferred to the CBI, the Central Investigative Agency had sought custody of the accused for a thorough probe into the case. In Chhattisgarh, three Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district today. Security forces have arrested nine Maoists from various areas of Sukma district of the state. Apart from this, two Maoists, including a woman, surrendered today in the district. The Intermeteorological Department has said the southwest monsoon has covered the entire country 6 days ahead of the normal date. Due to this, several states, including Gujarat, Bihar, Assam and Meghalaya, witnessed heavy to very heavy rainfall. Heavy to very heavy rainfall also occurred at isolated places over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura and Uttar Pradesh. The Met Department said active monsoon condition is very likely over northwest, east and northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days. In Brazil, nearly 180 people have lost their lives so far after flooding and landslides wreaked havoc in the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul. 33 people are reported to be still missing. State's civil defense agency said that around 90% of the southern state is affected by flood and landslides due to the overflowing Guaiba River. According to the agency's latest report, in the last 2 months, unprecedented severe weather affected over 2.39 million residents, while more than 4,50,000 people had to be evacuated. The T20 World Cup winning Indian cricket team is likely to return home tomorrow after being stranded in Barbados due to Hurricane Beryl. The men in blue will fly from the Caribbean island this evening and are expected to land in Delhi tomorrow evening, Indian Standard Time. The India team have been stranded in Barbados for the past 2 days due to Hurricane Beryl, which resulted in closure of airports and businesses. According to latest report from the United States National Hurricane Center, Hurricane Beryl, which was upgraded to a Category 4 yesterday, has intensified into an extremely dangerous Category 5 storm after making landfall in the Windward Islands as it churned towards Jamaica. In tennis, two-time Wimbledon champion Andy Murray has withdrawn from the men's singles event of the championships. The 37-year-old Briton, who underwent surgery to remove a spinal cyst 10 days ago, was due to face Czech opponent Tomáš Macháček in the first round of the tournament today. However, Murray will still be competing in the doubles with his brother Jamie Robert Murray. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Over 75 people killed in stampede at a religious event in Hathras, Uttar Pradesh. President, Vice President and Prime Minister condole loss of lives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hits out a leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi over his remark on a particular community in the Lok Sabha. Replying to motion of fact on President's address in the lower house, Prime Minister assures guilty in any NEET paper leak incident will not be spared. Monsoon covers entire country 6 days ahead of schedule, says IMD. In Brazil, flooding and landslides claim lives of nearly 180 people so far. And T20 World Cup winning Indian team likely to return home tomorrow after being stranded in Barbados due to Hurricane Beryl. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.